new episode of the show today. We didn't think or plan on getting into education as a topic, but we sure went there. Like a solid 20 minutes. I mean, this is one of those where you got to really buy into us as the walk-ons and just who we are to listen to this. I think it's a good conversation. Football, second half of the podcast, NFL weekend, but some other stuff along the way. Let's have a day. Let's go. Drake's muted as we come to the intro.
This is why we need an intern.
Dude, hey.
Is he gonna grow? Is he gonna help us do numbies?
The idea of getting an intern is for us to do better.
Honestly, I think it's more of just a kind of an ego boost. The fact that we have a show with an intern.
Just feels good.
Yeah.
Do you think that ego boost is a net positive in a sense that we perform better as the talent on the show?
You know, I think the jury is still out on that question, but we're going to find out, aren't we?
I believe we are going
to
find out.
You are so fucking boring to listen to.
All right. Go ahead, Drake.
Nope. Don't got anything. Just want to say that.
Okay.
This is my mic test.
All right. That makes sense. Thanks for adding to the show. You're fucking boring. I don't have anything, but you're fucking boring.
Drake was absent that day at kindergarten when they told you if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. He got half of that. He didn't say anything at all.
But yeah, hopefully we get that figured out and maybe you'll hear a new voice here soon. Welcome to the show. Sounds like Drake has audio now, at least. And here we are. There's not a lot to talk about tonight. Probably going to be a short episode. That's okay. First topic is last podcast. I thought that Tom and the boys were going to be able to do it. They did not do it. Kevin, good on you for not putting any money down on that game. I lost money on that game. Tom looked like shit. Dak looked elite. And we now have a divisional round set up of which the Cowboys are in the Bucks or not. Is that Tom's last game? Is Tom Brady the GOAT done forever?
Doubt it.
You think he plays? I think
we see him again next year. Do we see him in a Bucks uniform?
Doubt it. Where does he go? Does he go to Denver?
I've heard Denver thrown around, which would be crazy that they get rid of Russ after what they signed him for.
I mean, what would they have to pay him to?
Vegas is talked about a lot.
Vegas.
I think Las Vegas would probably be the favorite.
They've got – is Devontae still going to be there?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean
– Wallard, Devontae, Josh Jacobs.
I'm pretty sure Devontae's looking for a trade.
That's what I heard too, but
– if Tom Brady comes in, is he looking for a trade then?
I think he's just mad at the organization in general.
What was wrong – what was up with – what was the whole situation there with Derek Carr? Like
– I have no idea.
But did he like intentionally not play the last?
I think they intentionally not played him. I think they just
pretty sure they benched him. Yeah.
I guess I don't follow closely enough, but I felt like Derek Carr was okay. Maybe not. I don't know.
Right, he was okay.
And they're just looking for better than okay.
Yeah, I don't know what Adams is looking for. I mean, he had a great year as far as production wise.
Him and Jacobs both.
Yeah.
Jacobs was. Up until the last week, the number one fantasy running back points.
Maybe you just don't want to live in Vegas, which I can understand.
Well, Ike said Vegas sucks. Drake agreed with him.
Vegas is great for 3 days, but I don't want to be there a day longer.
I've never been.
You're not missing anything but lights.
That's just false.
I know this. It touches Kevin in his bones to talk about Vegas because I know that he enjoys it. I know you love it.
I do. And if you don't have a good time in Vegas, it's your fault because you can do literally anything there. There's so much to do outside of gambling and partying. It's awesome places to go eat.
True.
Shows are pretty cool. I mean, you can do a lot of cool shit.
Golf.
Yeah. Just hang out by the pool, get wasted in 100-degree weather. Yeah. It's a good time.
Just sit there on a pool chair and just slowly slip into intoxicated state and enjoy your time.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Tom's 45 years old, dude. How long can you go?
I mean, dude, is his oldest kid a teenager yet?
Has to be.
I think so, right?
Is that the one he kisses on the lips?
Yeah, this is why we need an intern. Tell me how old Tom Brady's kids are, and are they going to play in the league at the same time?
Playing no, the they...
Making out with their dad. They're fucking weirdos.
I think the only person who's gonna get that done is LeBron. He's gonna be nuts. Bronny
averaging like 36 points a game this year. He's 38 years old.
Is he seriously?
Yeah, look up LeBron's stat line this year.
God damn it, this is why I need an intern.
But he hasn't been playing as much. Like, wasn't he banged up a little bit to start the year?
He's banged up a little bit, but I don't think he has that low of a game played.
Yeah, I know. I have seen his stat lines. He's been producing still. Yeah,
he can get the ball.
Says he's holy shit. I mean, the Lakers suck ass though, right? Or am I wrong on that?
I only follow basketball when it comes time for the playoffs. Playoff basketball's fun.
He's averaging 29.7, 8.5 rebounds, 7 assists per game.
Maybe it was like over his last 15 that I saw that or something.
I mean, that's still absurd. 30 points a game at 36 years
38.
Old. 38 years old. Jesus Christ. He was born 10 years before us. 1984. Good for him. Yeah, 29.7 a game is 6th in the league. And he's damn near the oldest in the league. He might be the oldest in the league.
I doubt it.
Intern, who's the oldest person in the NBA?
Yeah, see, this is where they would come in handy.
Where is our intern? Why you hired him? Where is he at?
Well, I got to give him a little lead time. Got to get him acclimated with what we're going to be doing. Get some account logistical things set up on the back end so that he...
Shit, he set up. Came and hung out on the Friends podcast, talked to us a little bit.
I could invite him to see if he wants to jump in. The Lakers are 20-24. Did you see Keegan guarding him the other night and LeBron like smacked him in the face?
Keegan Murray was guarding LeBron?
Yeah, and LeBron like gave him, and like fighting through a screen or something, LeBron like gave Keegan like a little forearm to the face, I think. It's like, welcome to the league, Rook. Keegan is killing though, and the Kings are actually 24-18, so they're ahead of the Lakers.
Wow!
And Keegan was like rookie of the month in that conference last month in December. So he's decent. Speaking of, if you guys watch Chris, it's like, I mean, it's unbelievable. Like these two, Chris is just doing what Keegan did last year. They're so smooth, and.
Yeah, I mean, they're twins, so, you know.
I know. It's just wild to watch. It's like a fun human experiment in athleticism. Did you guys see the Iowa basketball game got canceled due to COVID?
Yeah, I didn't know we were still doing that.
COVID's still a thing? Drake, what are your thoughts?
None. I got none.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, what are your bullshit. Thoughts?
He's got a bunch of thoughts.
I got none.
On DHC, we found out that Drake is actually – extremely right wing. There was
we found that out, huh?
Yeah, that's what Drake said. He's like, "Oh, you got me." There was leaked photos of him with Kim Reynolds and Governor Branstad from dating all the way back to 2012.
Drake,
yeah,
huh.
Yep. And
can we evidence confirm that that's Kim Reynolds? Is that
yes?
Actually confirmed?
Yes, the person who sent me that photo confirmed it after listening to DHD.
Because I know that it was the governor. I know that that's what we were there for.
Well, Branstad's pretty easy to pick out. Not a lot of people look like him. but it was a little blurry. Yeah. At some point, Kim took over. People who are listening right now are like, what the f-? This guy doesn't know when is governor. Yeah, I don't know.
No, neither Kim do I.
Took. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Politics are dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin's sitting there twinging a little bit because he's more politically involved than either of us. But
I mean, I vote. I mean, that's about it.
It's more politically involved. So you got any, do you have any thoughts on this Iowa schools issue that's going on right now, Kev? Have you been keeping up with that?
You know, I've not read a whole lot into it. What's it now that the federal government will subsidize your private school, like up to $7,000 a year or something like that?
I believe it was something like that. I do not quote me on the details.
Not the federal government, the state government.
Something. And in some way or other, the public schools are worried that this is going to hurt them or something. And the private schools are like, you know, if you're on one side, you see it one way. If you're on the other side, you see it the other way. It's like everything else.
Yeah, I don't know nearly much
either
about the educational system to have a valid viewpoint on that.
You going to homeschool your kids?
If I made enough money to homeschool my kids, I absolutely would.
I think that's probably the move. As long as you put them in a shitload of activities so that they don't turn out like a weirdo.
I mean, totally. Like, I don't know about your guys' childhoods, but for mine, like every afternoon after school was doing something.
Yeah.
Literally every single one.
Yeah. You're just outside.
There's at some point in the year where I was like doing four sports at the same time. Yeah. Like there's plenty of ways to make friends, you know?
Yeah. Put them in a bunch of sports. I did Taekwondo for 1 year or for one. So I was actually into martial arts before Drake ever was. That's facts.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I think homeschooling would be the absolute best way to raise a child. I can understand, like, you know, the experience of going to school, but then you, I don't know. I just think being able to tailor an education exactly what your child needs.
I was going to say
at the pace that they need it.
Right.
Would be ideal. And I think then it makes learning like fun because.
Well, and you could be a whole lot more hands-on.
When you're going over shit that you like know, like the back of your hand is fucking prison. You're stuck there and you can't do anything about it. And you're not learning anything. It's literally
the problem with a class of, you know, say 20 or 25 kids is you got, you know, the top 20% of that class, you got five, maybe 10 kids in there who are ahead developmentally of what the material is. And they're sitting there bored out of their mind. Because
you got five kids who can't figure out what the fuck's going on.
And you've got five kids who are like, whoa, 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 whoa. What the fuck is going on here?
And then you have at least one kid in that 25 that is just there to be a terrorist and just cause mayhem in the classroom.
Correct.
I'm betting Drake was that kid.
Well, there's a good chance.
No, I wasn't.
And so when you can tailor
into the principal's office at least once a week.
There were a couple of those kids in my class, though.
Yeah.
No, well, they existed in every class. There's no way that there wasn't one troublemaker kid in every classroom.
And the problem when you have 20, 25 kids in a classroom is you're now teaching for a group. You have to – I mean, this shit is not easy. I my mom and dad, both teachers, my wife, teacher, to make kids know stuff – when all kids are at a different spot and you're having to do it simultaneously all at the same time, there is just no way.
Thanks, Obama.
I don't think that's Obama's fault. Education was in place long before Obama.
but Obama put No Child Left Behind in place, right?
No.
Who was that? Who put it? Was that Bush?
That was Bush.
All right. Bush. Thanks, Bush.
Thanks a lot, George. I don't
think that left the doesn't be great for a couple of years.
I don't think that applies here, but tailoring an education specifically to your kid where you can turn up the dial or turn down the dial of speed and how much information you're giving to them. And it's only going to them, or maybe, you know, maybe you got two or three kids and now you can get across the same amount, the volume of information, the stuff that they need to know in what, 3 hours a day, because there's no distractions. You don't have to teach the other kids. You don't have to check the other 20 kids to make sure they got the assignment. I mean, it's just like,
and I think you could just have a lot more hands-on stuff, like teaching them stuff that you don't get taught in school.
Real shit.
One, just how to be a decent fucking human being.
Yeah.
How to like, you know, just like seriously though, like how to, you know, have a proper mindset to succeed in the world, or, you know, stuff like that.
How to personal socialize
finance stuff. Like you never get taught in school for some goddamn reason.
Dude, it's wild to me that finance is not taught. I mean, it is if you go to college, but it, and I suppose some high schools are probably
not even just like finance. I don't need to know how to run a bank or an investment bank or a private equity firm. Just teach kids basic personal finance. Like, hey, this is your paycheck.
Yeah.
Make out a budget for yourself.
It doesn't actually exist. You got to remember the government takes it, so don't spend it.
Exactly. Well, just be financially literate is all you have to ask for.
I do think that those classes have become a thing.
The high fact schools, that they weren't a thing for 100 years is mind-boggling.
Well, and I think what fixes that is they need to be part of the mandatory curriculum. It shouldn't be almost one of those
more classes. So than any other subject. If the goal of school is to create citizens that are productive in the workforce,
then we don't
should be a mandatory subject.
I mean, realistically, a finance course or a business course is a whole lot more functional than history. I know you're a history guy, Kev.
But I'm a history buff. I mean, that's how much I like it. Okay. I understand. You don't need to know that much about 19th century European history.
You actually don't need to know any of it.
It's good to know a little bit.
It's good to know for maybe some conversation, maybe some, maybe a trivia game at the bar. But how much do you need to know about World War II? I mean, yes, it helps you culturally to understand and sort of blend in. But boy, do I not give a fuck about the ins and outs of, you know, like the 1940s or 50s.
All right. Bro, are you going to be the one teaching your kid Kluver or what? Are you fucking Professor Kluver over here?
No, like Kevin said, I don't have – I won't have the funding.
You got the time. You're working at home, dude.
Yeah, you work at home.
Well, I mean, I suppose I could.
You like to get up early anyway. 3 hours a day. You could get a lot of your work done before your kid's done with breakfast.
You're right. To be honest, if we really wanted to make it work, at least in the situation that we're in right now, this is a subject or a topic that won't be relevant for another 5 years for me. But if we're in the same situation 5 years from now, it would be an option to me more than it would be for most people. Yeah. I don't know. It'll certainly be something to consider.
What do you think was the most important subject in school that we actually learned?
I think it's math, because it's the hardest to problem solve. And if you learn how to solve problems, that you're further ahead than most.
Okay.
Math is up there.
I'd agree up until a certain point. I don't think you need to know a whole lot beyond algebra for your daily function.
Which I agree, but it just, I think it helps you learn and be like in a neuroplastic
good word. Good word there, Drake.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I do think the concepts, not necessarily knowing, you know, how to solve for X, but just the process of doing it does create larger ways of thinking and behaving in other areas of your life that are productive. Science, there's some good stuff in science. I don't know if stuff
in science too, but
it ain't English. I fucking hated English class.
And English was always my least favorite.
Always. You're a weirdo.
It's got to be, I don't know, it's probably got to be math. I think it's got to be math. But again, you don't need pre-calc. I mean,
So I'm going to say that learning about science in iambic pentameter was less useful to me than learning about history.
I mean, we could play this game and you could pull from each subject and say this is less important than this. I mean,
I think learning a second language should be mandatory.
I think that's I agree.
I don't care what it is, but you got to learn something.
I think that that's, again, when we're talking about functional in society, I think a language, some basic finance. What else?
We had health class, but it wasn't, looking back on it now, almost everything we learned in there was pretty fucking awful.
I think there should be a health and fitness class that is not what health class is that we took. Mm-hmm. I think it should be, I mean, basic nutrition principles for, I mean, how many fucking high schoolers are just eating like dog shit, right? They don't know. I mean, think back to high school lunch, and granted, it was great, right? It was delicious. But like, what did you know in high school about nutrition that could have been used at such a...
All I knew is I needed protein. That's it. I needed protein and vegetables are good for you.
I mean, I don't even know if I knew... I knew nothing about how many calories you needed. I knew nothing about complex versus simple carbs.
Eat until you weren't hungry anymore.
Dude, there was three things on the food pyramid. Vitamin, whey protein, and whole Hawaiian shave ice.
I thought you Hawaiian
that was my shave. High school diet, dude. I get up, drink a whey shake with like 1,000 calories and multivitamin, and then just do that over and over again.
Well, nowadays, actually, on the new on that new data that Rogan posted the other day, Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms are on the come up, man. Better than eggs, better than steak.
Who the fuck at General Mills bribed their way to be like midway on that list?
What I want to know is how these people expect to be taken seriously ever.
Credibility takes a huge hit. For people that don't know, like, the government just came out their new recommended I think we all understood that they threw out the pyramid a couple years ago, right? He's like, oh yeah, this is
wrong. The old pyramid is dead, and everything we knew was basically a lie on that one. I believe on the old food pyramid, the bottom, the base was like grains and carbs
and stuff like that.
Like, and then it was 50 years.
The two up above that were fruits and vegetables, and the two above that were dairy and like meats.
Yeah. And then unreal.
The top is like your oils and sugars and stuff like that.
Dude,
there's a funny South Park episode where they talk about it. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it. But they're like, it's like they're making fun of people who are terrified of gluten and stuff.
Sure.
And like Cartman's calling the government. He's like, I figured it out. It's the pyramid. He's like, and the guy's like, no, we figured out the pyramid. It doesn't work anymore. He's like, flip it upside down.
Dude, I mean,
oh my God, it works.
Seriously. It's unbelievable what we don't know and what we come. I mean, we can vote at 18. We can enter the military at 18. You can smoke cigarettes at 18. Yes. Or is that 21?
It's 18,
I think.
I mean, what are we? But those 18-year-olds don't know basic nutrition, finance, or fucking can't talk to anybody except for in their language. What are we doing?
You know what is a big advantage for kids for like the last 10 years and going forward though? So you can learn literally anything you want to on YouTube.
Dude, college is useless.
There's literally anything you want to learn, you can do it on YouTube. There's somebody who's teaching a course on it.
Or if it is a paid course, you can get it for a lot cheaper than to go to a 4-year university and learn like coding. It's like, let's say just coding, for example, pretty useful skill, can make you quite a bit of money.
I wish I could code for Bitcoin.
Well, we all do. Shout out to the Washup Walk-Ons percentage of funds that are still invested.
Hey, it's come up in the last couple of weeks.
It's on the come up? Okay, that's good. It's on the
come up, yeah.
You can learn to code just from these sites that offer, you know, courses on or tutorials on whatever skill for pennies on the dollar of what you would pay at a college for a computer programming degree. And when you go to get a job, all you have to do is prove that you know what you're doing, especially in the tech world. They don't give a
fuck. How does college not become obsolete?
It has to, right?
How do people not figure this out?
The current model is unsustainable. And, you know, my company included, there's a lot of companies out there that are like reevaluating what are our mandatory requirements for this job. And a lot of them are tossing out the 4-year degree.
Yeah.
Like just what do you know? Can like you're gonna have to teach any new hire
what
how to do their job anyway.
Well, I was gonna say, Kev, you are an educated human in multiple ways. You're a smart guy. And when you got the job at Stryker, you literally trained and went out to fucking New Jersey and
And 6 months minimum before you have any
idea. Job shadowed another guy doing your job for like 6 months. I mean, sure, you had a prerequisite that was decent based on human anatomy and
gave me a little bit of a head start for sure, but 6 months before you even feel confident what you're doing, and that's iffy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's obviously some things that you need a formal education on, like a legit structured education. If you're going to be a teacher, like you need to, you got to be well versed in, you know, the curriculum and some of the stuff that they're doing there. If you're going to be a doctor, like med school is probably a fucking good idea.
Lawyers might be obsolete here in the next 5 years.
Lawyers?
They're saying AI is going to just
decide cases for us.
Yeah, because it knows it can literally download and understand and know all the laws in the books instead of having humans just memorize them. Now,
well,
will it actually be obsolete in 5 years? No, but they're saying it's going to have a significant impact on the profession.
I think what's going to happen is the industries that are identified as like you need it, you need the school, teachers, doctors, lawyers, stuff like that. Those will become like a trade school. Like they're going to have their own trade schools.
So a lot of foreign countries, that's how they do it for medicine. Is like you don't just go to like a 4-year liberal arts college and then go to med school. You apply to go to like med school,
right? And I mean, how big of a, I mean, I know, Kev, that you like basic acting, right? I mean, we've been over it, but
hey, man, it boosted my GPA.
It sure did, and it boosted mine as well, which is sad. But how much, and this for us is a little bit different because we were going to be there for 4 years to play sports anyway. And that's a whole another conversation is if the college model goes away, how does then collegiate sports factor into it? Like, that's going to be weird.
If there's fans, man, they'll still watch it.
No. And I know the sports aren't going to go away, right? There's going to be plenty of people paying to watch athletics. But how does that just become disconnected then? And you can play for the NCAA or whatever governing body and you just get in and it doesn't have to be attached to academics anymore. That would be fucking wild, wouldn't it?
If it just becomes like a certified minor league.
Basically, right?
with no academics attached. I doubt that'll ever happen.
I like where you're coming from. I like where you're at.
There's certainly some flaws with the idea, but
you can go there to play.
But if
no, yeah. Colleges will always be around because, like you said, there's always going to be those professions that you know, need intensive degrees, and there's always going to be a need for research, right? And that's mainly gets done at universities.
True.
But in its current model, where 80% of high school graduates like go to, I don't know what the actual number is, but it's more than it definitely needs to be, go to college and accrue a lot of debt for a degree that doesn't really translate to 70% of the careers out there. I don't, it just doesn't make
sense. Imagine you had like a tier 12 year old right now. How would you feel lying to them to tell them that their schooling was important? Like, oh, what you're learning in school, you got to pay attention. You got to study hard. Cause
for a 10 or to 12 year old, I'd say it probably is like, what do you learn? You're learning how to read and spell and do basic math. That's probably important.
So I guess maybe a high schooler, maybe you've got a high school kid who's like looking at you like, what, this shit is stupid. Like,
I would say once you get to ninth grade is when the percentage of what you're actually spending time on in school starts to drastically shift to like, you probably, you know, you're becoming a capable young human at this point. You could probably
start to think for yourself a little bit.
Right. I think up through middle school, seventh, eighth grade, you're probably still, and boys, that's a fucking weird time in your life, huh? Puberty. Yeah. Like,
oh, dude.
Just
when you're hitting puberty is just weird.
I think every kid needs to at least go through eighth grade just for the social aspect of school. Like, you need to learn how to not be a fucking creep around girls, and you need to like learn how to be respectful to the teachers. And but I would say ninth, 10th grade, you can, if a student or your kid came to you 15, 16 years old. I mean, if my daughter came to me at 15, 16 and like was like, hey, how much of this shit is actually worth it? I ain't going to lie to her. Like, I mean, you don't lie to your kids. And so maybe some people out there think it is all worth it, and then they can tell them that it's worth it because that's what they believe in. But
yeah, at the current model, it's worth it because your GPA matters to getting into a better school. And for some reason, what college you go to puts sure. you in the top spot for certain job opportunities, but, which therefore translate into your ability to earn sure. and sustain a living for yourself going forward.
It certainly still has some worth, but I think every year that goes on, that worth is declining. The ratio of is it worth it to is it not is slowly turning the other way. And at some point, I do believe that it flips to the general and it may be, who knows, maybe it's 30 or 50 years from now. I do think the general consensus eventually becomes college is the minority of people do instead of the majority.
Which that's probably is what it was 60, 70 years ago.
1940, 1950. Yeah. Yeah. There was a time where people were just, you know, you
find intern, hold up. What percent of people went to college in 1950? That's why we need a goddamn intern.
By the way, Tom Brady's children's ages are 15, 13, and 10.
So what's that 15-year-old think when he goes to school every day and his kids are like, hey, why are you making out with your dad? That's weird.
Great question. I don't know how you answer that one.
He probably gets homeschooled, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
I would say Tom has the funds to homeschool his kids. What? There's no way. Oh, that's women. Educational attainment in the U.S. from 1960 to 2021. High school graduate or more in the 1960s. There's no way.
What?
It says that only 50% of people were graduating high school in the 1950s. Is that true?
I don't know. Where's the, what's the source?
Stat. I don't know. It seems pretty legit. I mean,
would they sense have a kid?
Did OJ Simpson have a kid?
Been hearing OJ a lot on podcasts lately, and I was just thinking, like, imagine being OJ's kid and just having to answer, like, "Hey, why did your dad kill your mom?"
It says he has a lot of kids. Holy shit! What a life that guy's lived too. By the way, Jesus Christ, Justin Simpson is a 29-year-old realtor in Florida.
Bet he's killing the market.
You're the guys on all of OJ's Twitter videos. Sydney Simpson attended Boston University, where she earned a degree in sociology.
And was she in the marathon bomb? She.
All right, that's I'm no longer interested in OJ Simpson kids.
I don't know. It looked like he had three kids. I don't know what happened to him. I think one of them might have went to jail.
how about those NFL matchups this week?
Hold on, I want to get to, before we get there and we finish on the NFL matchups, I want to get to this.
They're great though, Kevin.
They are great. Have you guys seen this video?
Oh God, this is Cringeville.
You guys can't hear it. God damn it. Hold on a second. This fucking intern thing. You would think. Kevin.
This you're gonna hate this so much, Drake, if you haven't seen this.
No.
Stand tall, okay? I want you bouncing out of your seat and stand tall. When I say stand tall, get your ass up. Stand tall. Sit your ass back down. Stand tall. We coming. Raise the goddamn roof. Raise the roof. We coming. If them Colorado buses show up, and 60 minutes of hell coming with it. 60 minutes of hell coming with it. The time is now, man. The time is now. Sit down.
All right. We were asked to
want to hurt myself.
We were asked to comment.
Who's Tim Brewster?
I'm not sure. Kevin, do you know who that is? Is he
intern? Like, who the fuck is Tim Brewster?
I'm guessing this is my only guess, is that he's the strength and conditioning coach at Colorado now.
Say, he's not Deion Sanders, so shut the fuck up and sit down.
Even tight if you end. Are Deion Sanders, if Deion Sanders makes me do that in a meeting room, I'm fucking walking out. What the fuck was that?
he's a tight ends coach, boys.
Tight ends coach. Oh, wow.
We were asked to respond or react to that video by multiple people on Twitter.
You know what? It's like on par with the level of ridiculousness with the Northwestern strength coach with like the cutoff polo in like 20 degree weather. It's like, what are you doing? What are we doing here?
Yelling for no reason.
I think that some people think – I think someone tagged us in that and almost like even compared it to like the militaristic style of Doyle. I want to be clear. That wasn't what Doyle was. That was – Doyle talked loud a lot, but Doyle was a lot closer to talk softly and swing a big stick. Doyle didn't have to raise his voice, though he did. He didn't have to raise his voice to get his point across. Having your team stand up fast and like
and sit back down.
I mean, that's pretty cringe. That is.
And these players. The time is now, buddy. It's January 18th. The time was the last 3 months. Now
I got
The time's over.
I gotta be honest. There's some soft looking motherfuckers in that front row too.
Get the short, fat white kid.
Jesus, I mean, we got a whole room of Tyler Kluvers. What are we doing, huh?
Tough looking front row, that's for sure. I saw some comments like, "We know a few guys are gonna get cut this year."
Yeah, well, there's gonna be some names in the goddamn portal.
Front row is gonna look.
These guys were talking shit about coach after the meeting, no doubt. They went back to the locker room and they said, and they were turning each other and they were going, "God damn it, that's going to be on Twitter. That fucking, we're a joke. Like, what the fuck is coach doing? Like, it's too much, coach. Too much."
That is 100% fake juice.
That's 100% fake juice.
That is the Jake Gervais special there.
Gonna have to have Jake back on.
We do have to have Jake back on.
Jake and I, Jake makes his yearly.
Tell me his Super Bowl tickets for a discount.
Yeah, bullshit. And he also, we basically had a kid basically right at the same time. And his kid has way more hair than mine already, which isn't a surprise.
Are we shocked?
But God, I mean, Jesus, right? So that, I have no words. That's embarrassing. And I think that coach is probably trying
it's fake leadership. I don't know what the fuck
he's trying to be like Deion, or trying to bring Deion's vibes. And you're not Deion. Like, you can tell when it's fake and when it's not. Even some of the stuff that Deion does is cringe, although it's, you can get past it because it's just who he is. But yeah, that's a tough look.
I mean, it's just completely inauthentic, and 18 to 20 year olds see through inauthenticity like water.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. All right. We'll finish with this. The matchups after this past weekend in the NFL. We got some good ones coming, boys. The Vikings, they dropped the ball. They suck ass. They're the worst 13-4 team that there was, 12 and whatever there were. New York and Casey Kreider come into Minneapolis and they grab the upset. Oh, and DB, of course. Cowboys upset, I guess. I mean, they were the favorites, even though they were the lower seed.
Won their division.
Yeah. So it's going to be New York versus Philadelphia.
Interesting matchup there.
And Dallas versus the 49ers.
Now, I believe New York played Philly pretty good the two times they played them this year. So, yeah.
New York is a problem.
Yeah, week 18, Eagles won 22-16.
Close.
Earlier in the year, the Eagles actually blew them out. Never mind. So it was just the last week. But
so
the Giants playing decent football.
They're playing good football. Danny Dimes is a problem with his feet.
The Eagles have been playing really good football.
Damn good football. They haven't had their quarterback in how long? Didn't he sit out the last like three games of the regular season? Maybe a little rusty. I do expect the Eagles to win this game, but I think it's going to be a damn good football game.
If I had to pick, I'm going to take the 7.5 points with the Giants, I think.
I agree.
7.5 points.
100%. 100%. You look at the other side of the NFC and the red hot 49ers and the boy George Kittle are at home versus the Dallas Cowboys. Can the Dallas Cowboys win not just one but two playoff games in the last 30 years?
Dallas not going on the road to beat San Francisco, not team.
I don't think so either.
If their defense plays like they did last game, though, I'll take the 4 points.
It could be a close game. I'll tell you what, the 49ers can fucking score that thing, huh?
Yeah, they can.
The Cowboys got some dudes on offense too, though.
Yeah, I know. I think
I take the over in this one because I think they're expecting it. With two good defenses, they probably put the over a little low.
Look it up.
46.
Yeah, I think I'll take the over on that.
46. One. Yeah, give me the OV. I got the Niners here. I just think the Cowboys have been a little too inconsistent, and I don't think you can expect Dak to play like he did on Monday night.
I think the Niners win just because I think they have the better run game. And I think, you know, there's a couple of good pass rushers on both sides of the ball for these teams. Whoever can establish a running game is going to have the bigger advantage. I think that's San Fran. But, you know, if I had to choose, I'm going to take the 4 points with Dallas.
Yeah. Parsons is a problem, and so is Bosa. They're both problems.
Yeah.
Those are athletic dudes. Tell you what, this is a game of athletes going on, and not that the other ones aren't. I think there's a small chance that the Niners might be a team of destiny, and like Purdy and the boys might go win the whole thing. I don't know. We have an obvious bias towards the Niners with George. I really think they might be able to go win the whole goddamn thing. On the AFC side, the Jacksonville Waffle House and the Kansas City Chiefs.
How sweet is that? That they went to Waffle House to celebrate the off dub. That's
now if you want to get America on your side, that's
down home, good deal type of victory meal. That's
how many waffles did Sheriff eat?
I hope a lot.
Those things are dense though.
They're big waffles, man.
They're dense too. Like five waffles will put you in a coma.
Oh, fuck yeah. I was thinking three.
The sheriff's a big man.
That's true. The video just came out from in the locker room. They're taking their pads off, and Siege is actually the one who's like, Trevor, Waffle House? Waffle House? He's like, yeah, Waffle House. And then Trevor turns to somebody else and he goes, we're going to Waffle House. It was so funny. It's just the most
wholesome. That must be like their thing then. You don't just like think of that after you win a playoff.
I don't know why it was their choice. They are playing at the Kansas City Chiefs, who are arguably the most experienced team in the postseason over the last 5 years.
How is that arguable?
I don't think it is. They probably are the most experienced team, and they still have Mahomes. They still have Kelsey.
I think this is a game where I'm going to lay the points. Kansas City's laying 8.5. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think they're just that much better of a team, and they come off a bye week. They're just going to take care of business.
This I agree.
Makes me feel even better about the 7.5 points that were taken on the Giants, because the Giants are much closer to the Eagles than Jacksonville is to Kansas City.
Yeah, facts. I don't watch a lot of sports talk TV. A few of the clips I saw looking ahead to these matchups this week, this one game of the four is the one that's expected to be a blowout if there is going to be one. So I'll take the Kansas City Chiefs there. And then, oh, boys.
This is the most exciting matchup of the week by far, I think.
Joey Biscuits versus Josh Allen and Girth. The Bills versus the Bungles. Ooh, that's a good game.
If we all agree, then we should put a walk-ons parlay together.
You're right. This is the decider, because we all have the Eagles, we all have the Niners, we all have the Chiefs. But so
we're taking the Giants points. We'll do a money line and we'll do a points parlay.
Okay.
Well, I'm on the Giants and the Cowboys with the points, though, if we're talking spreads.
Oh.
No, that's I thought you were too, Drake, at least on the Giants covering.
I'm with the Giants 7.5. I don't really have anything on the spread of the Niners. I would just say Niners money line there is my wager. Okay. And then the AFC going to take the 8.5 minus 8.5. And then I think what's the line on this one?
Buffalo minus 5.5.
Oh, wow. I don't like them by 5.5.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
It's tough. See, neither team played great last week either.
Yeah,
the Bengals kind of escaped with that win over Baltimore.
I was going to say that
Bengals have so much air power, man.
They do. And Buffalo defense got banged up a little bit this year.
Buffalo's
the over under
the most healthy.
I think the play is the over because it's at 48.
I mean, if we like, who was at 46?
I heard
KT so in Jacksonville. No, who was the 46?
Cowboys Niners.
Cowboys Niners is at 46. Buffalo Cincinnati is at 48.
So,
I like that over even better than the 46.
So what I heard was, and the problem with the Bengals has been their offensive line, and they've gotten banged up. I think they lost recently in the last.
Their tackle week. Got hurt. Yeah.
They're expecting, I believe, to get one of those key offensive linemen back, which could be at least a factor for the Bengals being able to go blow for blow. I do like the over in this game, and
I mean,
did it last year.
They
did it last
year, though, too. It's just awesome. Like, you know, they had to cancel that game. Luckily, DeMar is doing well, but you know that game had huge seeding implications, and now they come and meet each other in the playoffs. Like, pretty cool story. You got two high power offenses with two very popular quarterbacks on either side. I just can't wait to watch the game.
I think the Bengals and the Bills over the last few years, and give credit a lot to the two quarterbacks, they are the teams that while we were growing up, not cool to be a fan of.
Oh, didn't they were trash.
A,
yeah.
Didn't give a fuck about either team. Didn't care.
I kind of like the Marshawn Lynch Bills, man.
I didn't. and now they are like, if you're a little kid, like you're a, because of Burrow, because of Josh Allen, you're a Bengals fan. You're a Bills fan. That's who like the popular teams are now. And they're not the Chiefs, where the Chiefs, I feel, and this is just my perspective, the Chiefs were cool for a little bit. And then they got to that point where, okay, now it's annoying that the Chiefs win all the time, right?
And like you're right. There is a small window there where like, you're like everyone loves that team.
And Kansas City was perfect. It's like this wholesome city. It's not a big market compared to New York or LA. And for a while, everybody was on the. It's like, yeah, we want the Chiefs to win. And now they win a Super Bowl. They, you know, people are over it. No one gives a fuck anymore. Like, we want the new. And the new is the Bengals or the Bills. Like, that's – I don't know. I'm going Bills win, Bengals cover. That's where I'm at with this one.
If you're going to put a gun to, if you're going to put a gun to my head, I – man. Five and a half. What?
I am, and it's an Uzi.
Give me the Mafia. I'll lay it. Give me the Mafia.
Wow. Well.
Then we can't agree on this one because you two are split. I think the Bengals offense is so good, man.
Only scored 17 points last week, though.
Playing the Ravens for the third time.
True.
Hard to beat a team you know that knows
exactly. I don't like that pick. If I had to pick a thing in the game, it's definitely the over.
You're leaning like 51% on the Bill.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I like
5.5 points is a lot, man. For a good team, 5.5 points is a lot. Sure, I'll take 5 points.
Bills are a good team too, though.
I know they are.
Bengals proved that they could do it last year. Made it to the Super Bowl.
I just think that the Bills have a little bit more consistency. And
I agree. No. All right. Well, for those listening, that's an hour conversation. Had no idea that we were going to talk about public education for 25 minutes tonight, but hey, it's the Washed Up Walk-Ons, and this is what you get, man.
We're an education podcast now.
We're an education podcast. We're a friendship podcast. We're a podcast with an intern, and you guys are going to meet him soon, hopefully Sunday, or I guess Monday.
He better be here. We've got about 15 things to throw to him every episode.
We need this.
His Google fingers.
We need him now.
He's got to have like 18 different tabs going at all times.
Yeah, he better get a double shot espresso ready for Sunday evening when we record.
Can you imagine how tight his balls are going to be?
A little tight, probably a little tight. That's okay. He said when he heard us talk about it initially on the Monday episode, he said, "Oh my God, they're going to shit on me and ruin my life. They're going to ruin my life." Cause he didn't know where the conversation was going. Like, he didn't know if we were going to be receptive to the idea or not. And he heard us start talking about an intern and he goes, "Oh no, this is it. This is it." That's what he said.
We got to have him do like an outro every time where we tell him to hit the music and he just plays a straight banger. Send us out.
Well, there'll be some possibilities. Great.
What's his name? Carl?
Carl Papa?
What's his name? Earl?
Grant?
Grant. Grant. What up, Grant?
Oh, I thought you said Gary in the chat.
It might have auto-corrected to Gary, but it's Grant. All right.
I'm going
to
call him Gary.
We'll see. A whole new show coming at you with a intern on Sunday. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Enjoy the divisional weekend of NFL football. Until then, peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.